two stories from the archives of About Facts, my former site. A supposedly haunted cemetery and Joan Crawford's strange death. In Kansas is a little cemetery named Stull Cemetery, or as the residents call it, the seventh gateway to hell. Stull is about 18 miles from Lawrence, Kansas. Supposedly a portal to hell exists in the ruins of an old church there. The stairway cannot be seen, except on certain nights. It appears behind the church, and all those who dare to start to descend it are dragged down to the bottomless pit of hell, or so they say. The town of Stull, where the cemetery resides, has a population of less than 20. The cemetery is located on Emmanuel Hill, where supposedly paranormal events have been occurring for many years. It is asserted that this cemetery is one of the two places on Earth where the devil appears twice a year. People claimed unexplained memory loss after visiting the cemetery, and one student said he was grabbed by the arm by an unseen being. On March 20, 1978, over 150 people waited in the cemetery for the appearance by the devil but were disappointed. They must have had the wrong night. Legend has it that the devil has been appearing here since 1850, and the original name of the town was Skull but was later corrupted into Stull. Others state it was named after its postmaster in 1905, a Mr. Stull. Here are some of the tales that are told regarding strange happenings in the cemetery. Two young men were visiting the cemetery one night when a strong wind came from nowhere and without warning. They decided to return to their car, but when they got to it, the car was moved to the other side of the road and was facing in a different direction. Another man said he was also in the cemetery when a strong wind and rain started. He ran into the church where no rain came in, even though there was no roof. So why would the devil appear in Stull Cemetery? In 1980, an article appeared in the Kansas City Times stating that the reason the devil appears in Stull is because of an event which occurred in the 1850s. A stable hand allegedly stabbed the mayor to death in the cemetery's old stone barn. This barn was converted into a church years later, and the church burned. There is an old wooden crucifix that hangs in that church, and it is rumored that it sometimes turns upside down when someone steps into the church at midnight. Checking records has not turned up the name of any mayor for this town. Other rumors state that the dates the devil visits the cemetery are the last night of winter and first night of spring. The reason stated for the visits is that he goes there to visit the grave of an executed witch. Other rumors are that a large tree that was cut down recently was used to hang witches from. Then there is this rumor that the Pope asked to fly up and around Kansas, into Nebraska, and then back down into Colorado. The Pope said that the area around eastern Kansas was so unholy that he didn't even want to fly above it. There is a tale that a son of Satan is buried here, and there is a supposed picture somewhere of a boy looking out from behind the trees who looks like a werewolf. The townspeople remain closed-mouthed. They refuse to talk about the cemetery but state they don't want outsiders in their cemetery. Urge Overkill titled their 1992 album Stull and featured a picture of the old church on the cover. A book called Haunted Kansas by Lisa Hefner Heights contains some rumors about Stull. Joan Crawford, March 23, 1906, May 10, 1977. Many of you out there may be too young to know who Joan Crawford was. She was one of the biggest movie stars in Hollywood and appeared in 81 movies. She had also become the director of the Pepsi Cola Company. She supposedly died by taking her own life, or did she? No autopsy was performed. Before we look at the strange events in Joan's life, let's look a little at her upbringing. She was born as Lucille Falasua in San Antonio, Texas in 1906. She lived in a house on the wrong side of the tracks and was raised by her mother since her father had left early on. It is said that she always gave a different address when asked where she was born, one that was on the right side of the tracks. The family faced financial hardships. She had several stepfathers, and rumor states that her mother favored her brother over her. She was sent to convent school and later to Rockingham Academy. She finally entered college but had to drop out due to financial reasons. She became a dancer and moved to New York City, where a Hollywood agent saw her. She went to Hollywood and began to appear in motion pictures. Her parts became bigger and bigger, and she became a star. She married Douglas Fairbanks Jr. in 1929. She married Frank Ottone in 1935. She wasn't able to have children, but she adopted a baby girl in 1939 named Christina. Later in 1943 she adopted a boy named Christopher, and in 1947 two girls named Cindy and Kathy. In 1940 Joan was also a spokeswoman for RC Cola. In 1942 she married Philip Terry and had a very short marriage. In 1955 she married Alfred Steele, board chairman of Pepsi Cola. 4 years later he died. In 1970 her last film was released. In her remaining years she became more reclusive. When her will was read after her death, it was learned that Christopher and Christina were to be disinherited. Was she a troubled person? I gave you these facts to prepare you so you can form an opinion on what we are about to talk about next. Some people have said that they believe Joan Crawford might have been possessed by evil spirits. What could they possibly base this opinion on? Well, it seems the ghostly presence of children were often seen and heard in the Crawford home. It is also said that Christina Crawford had also seen and heard these children in her childhood. It got so bad that Joan arranged for an exorcist to cleanse the home. The house was exorcised, but to no avail. Some report that Christina was told by her dying mother not to ask for God's help for her. This ghostly presence did not end with the Crawfords. The house has been exorcised several times by several owners, but still the ghosts remain. But ghosts were only part of the problem. The other part was the mysterious fires that continually break out in the house. The fires break out in the wall behind where Joan Crawford's bed was. The fire department spent days investigating them but could not account for why they happened. People say an evil presence permeates the home, and in fact one owner ran out screaming. So, draw your own conclusions, but you have to admit this is all very strange.